Those who can do, those who cannot do it on the internet. FancyPantsGangsters.com.
Once again, the Well-Fed Guide to Life, brought to you in part by HopChart.com. My name is Dave. With me, again, as always...
Again? You sound upset about this fact.
Well, I'm always upset when I have to see you.
Again.
As always, again, is the well-traveled...
I am well-traveled.
Unflappable...
Oh, I'm very flappable.
Mr. Evans.
Especially after this last weekend, I'm extra flappy.
Yes, you're very flappy.
I'm very flappy.
You're very flappy. You're also listing to one side. You look like you hit an iceberg.
Yeah. What I'm getting at. Yeah, I kind of did. Oh, well.
Evans here. He's back. We're back.
We're back. Yes, we had last week off.
And we're back.
Yes, and I want to apologize because it was entirely my fault. Why we did not?
Well, it's
do the
always
show
your
week.
Fault.
Well, that you know that, that is up for debate.
No, it's always your fault that we never do a show, that we ever do not do.
No,
a show.
No, you were in Florida 1 year.
You did a show.
No, we didn't.
Yes, you did. You did it from Sea Change. Yes, you did.
Was that when you were in Florida?
Yes, that was.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. This show's over. Nothing to say to you. God Almighty.
Yeah. Last week, I was very good.
Where were you?
What does fume mean?
This is right. It's just, it's French.
Very good.
It's the way they say Sauvignon Blanc.
Very good.
Gotcha.
I like it.
I would have come up with something. Yeah.
Yeah, I would have believed literally anything
exactly.
You told me. It's like, that means that goats squash these grapes.
Exactly.
Sure. Sounds awesome. No, I don't know what I had, but I...
You close to death?
I felt it. You know how some people have like the 24-hour cold, the 24-hour flu?
Yeah.
I had the 24-hour black plague. It was just, I don't know what it was, but it was...
That's good we're sharing germs in a bottle.
Well, I'm over it now, so... We're not going to both be drinking out of the bottle.
I might.
We're not savages.
A straw in for you so you don't have
sweet.
To
you have a crazy straw.
Yeah.
Do not.
Nah.
It's not going to work
damn.
Then.
I drink wine out of a crazy straw.
I know you would.
What about those helmets? I'll take a hit. It's so weird to have wine that's not a Riesling. But yeah, so...
I think this is the first bottle of wine we've ever shared. I'm pretty sure.
No!
Thank you very much.
No. We had the... did we split a wine, split a bottle at King's?
No, I think I just had... Because
I had the bottle of sake.
Yeah.
That was what that was.
You had sake at a wine bar. So we are drinking...
That's the kind of guy I am.
A 2007 Chimney Rock... Fume Blanc, it's a fancy way of saying a Sauvignon Blanc.
All right.
I'm not going to pretend to know anything about white wine because I don't.
No. We're going to wine because we're at Vic's.
Yes.
We haven't actually said that yet.
That's a good point.
We're at Vic's in St. Anthony, Maine, which is one of the many restaurants that have kind of, it's kind of the anchor of this kind of fine dining kind of strip mall.
So that Restaurant
is,
Row.
That is, yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, with the exception of, you know, the theater, St. Anthony Main Theater,
mm-hmm.
It's pretty much all restaurants. Restaurants and coffee shops and things like that.
And little boutiques, strange
yeah.
boutiques selling knickknacks and their wares.
Well, yeah, on the very, very end here, there's a self-serve dog washing place.
You can also rent a Segway.
You can also rent a Segway, yes. Mm-hmm. And
This was our second choice.
This was our second choice. We had a rarity. I'm not willing to say it's the first time it's ever happened.
We had a abundance of restaurants to choose from.
We did.
Except in this area, we've knocked out most of them.
We've done most of them. This is one of the few remaining ones in St. Anthony, Maine.
What is it?
And I might do violence at some point in the show. But we'll see what we can do here. Vic's is among amongst the St. Anthony, Maine panoply. And yes, for once, I'm actually using that word correctly. This is the wine bar of this area.
Right.
I mean, it is kind of the king's.
Yep.
It is. I mean, that's why this is. It's kind of the fancy place amongst all of us because you've got Procna.
Yep.
And Tugs, and they're kind of similar. They're more bar food.
Yeah, Procna's a little bit more upscale, and they have a heavy focus on beer lately.
Yes.
Very, very heavy beer. Yep. Beer focus.
And then you've got Astra Cafe,
which does cocktails.
Does cocktails and it's much more of the it's somewhere between a coffee shop and a restaurant.
Yep.
Which we'll talk about when we actually do the show there, because that's the other place that we haven't been to yet.
We had that peg for today, but
that was the plan. In fact, if you followed us on Twitter, I mentioned that we were coming here, and I might have jinxed us actually by saying that we were coming here because I so rarely telegraph where we're going beforehand.
I think that was our problem. So again, once again, everything is your
fault. It's all my fault. I'm sorry. But we couldn't do Astro Cafe because it was like a half hour wait, and we're already recording this late anyway. Yeah. So it's like, screw it, we'll do another week. So we went to Vic's. And here we are, waiting for our food.
It is probably the nicest day of the summer so far, in my opinion.
It's in the top five, I would say that.
It is mid-70s. Might even be low 70s.
It's supposed to get down to 50 tonight.
I know. Windows are open tonight.
It's going to be awesome.
Assuming there's another drive-by, in my neighborhood.
In Apple Valley?
Yeah. Police are there almost every night. Not kidding.
That's because now there's a Jew in the neighborhood.
No, I'm pretty sure. Because of all the blacks. And the Mexicans. And the Asians.
Are you done?
Well, I'm running out of ethnicities, so.
Puerto Ricans?
The Hispanics. It's all the same.
You're a terrible person.
Really?
Yeah.
Pot calling the kettle black?
I have no problem with pot. I don't know what you're talking about.
All right. But no, it is, as far as I'm concerned, this is ideal weather.
Mm-hmm.
This is how I want it to be 100% of the time.
It is.
Yeah. It does not need to snow. It does not need to rain. If it could just stay, and there's a cool breeze.
Yeah, well, we are right on the river, helps.
And that cools it down even more.
Yeah.
We're in the shade, even though the sun is still kind of shining.
I think, is this technically cloudy or partly cloudy?
Partly cloudy, I'll go with. As a matter of fact, the Twins are playing tonight. I'm actually kind of mad I'm not going to the game.
Yeah, but you see, just console yourself.
They're terrible.
Yeah, I was going to say, console yourself with the fact that they suck.
Yeah, so. They are terrible.
But
this is perfect summer weather as far as
I'm
concerned.
It's productivity weather. Like, I got
absolutely.
Home, I mowed the lawn. I've already mowed the lawn.
That would explain all the missed spots on the lawn that I noticed.
No, shut up.
Terrible. Farsighted. Just can't see.
We went grocery shopping.
Already?
Already.
God, you're...
I've started unpacking from my trip.
Have you done wash? I mean, have you done laundry?
Not yet?
No. Okay.
No, I don't... I'm the kind of guy that does not do laundry until it is necessary. And I use socks as a metric. Once I'm out of socks, it's time to do laundry.
I do mine on a schedule.
Okay.
It is either a Friday night or a Saturday morning type of deal.
Now, do you have public
No, washing? I have my own.
You have your own, okay.
Oh, I will never, ever live in a place that does not have, do not have my...
private laundry.
Private laundry.
It is remarkably freeing.
Oh. It's literally like, well, this shirt's dirty, I'm wearing, and just throw it right in.
Yeah.
Oh my God, it's fantastic.
Yeah, it's pretty...
And I've got the oversized... I don't have the stack.
Oh, nice.
I've got side by sides.
Okay.
And the washer is freaking huge, and it's new.
Uh-huh.
It's this the wash and dry are literally the only redeeming qualities about the place that I live.
Okay.
Is that I can throw every single thing that I own into the washer and wash it. Because it has mini, small, medium, large, extra large, and then Gigantor. It actually has a Gigantor setting.
Nice.
It's like a super setting.
Yeah.
And
I believed you that it wasn't actually a Gigantor.
100 gallons of water later, you know, and is chugging along like the Titanic, you know.
You're really sure that's the metaphor you want to be using?
No, maybe not. What would be a...
The Queen Mary,
the Queen Mary. The Queen Mary's engines started up. And, you know, I can't do anything. I literally have to go outside while it's going on because it makes so much noise because of the deep RPMs that it's churning. Forget the spin cycle. That shakes the stuff off the walls.
Nice.
But, I will never, ever, ever live in a place that does not have my own...
With the house now is the first time we've had private, you know, truly private laundry.
But you had semi-private laundry, didn't you?
We, in the apartment we lived in together, it was just in the it was like a community basement.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I was in the duplex, my downstairs neighbor lived with her boyfriend a lot of times. So it was essentially private, but it wasn't technically private. But there is a weird bit of hominess to just listening to laundry going.
I agree. Completely
like,
agree.
Like you feel you're at home.
When I'm not running the super load, I completely agree.
Yeah.
When I can hear myself think.
Yeah. When it doesn't sound like you have, you know, John Henry in your basement. But I enjoy it. But no, I have not done the laundry yet. That'll probably be this weekend. Depending on the sock metric again.
Where were you?
I was down in Indianapolis. Once again, it's my yearly pilgrimage down into the armpit city.
And you went for Gen Con?
I went down for Gen Con.
Is it like going to Mecca? I have this thing where this image in my brain where you guys actually get up at every morning at the crack of noon and go downstairs and worship to a giant bottle of Mountain Dew.
There is an aspect to that.
Okay.
But first
gamer
off,
fuel,
first,
of course.
First off, you can't get gamer fuel anymore. Second off, the dealer room, which is one of the main attractions at the thing, that opens at 10. So you get up at noon, you're failing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. The crack of 9:45, 9:50.
The problem was is
I know how long it takes to get ready.
I'm still in that mode. You know, because you're only there for about 4 days, 4 or 5 days.
Yeah.
So I'm working mode. So I'm up at 6, regardless.
Oh, my God. Even in a... That had to piss somebody off. Whoever you were rooming with, that had to piss them off.
No, because everyone else was up around that same time.
Really?
So, yeah.
What the hell's wrong with you people?
And we were up late most nights, too, so...
Doing what?
Oh, we're gaming. I mean, just doing what one does at a gaming convention.
Now, take us through.
Okay.
Gen Con, because for the ill-informed.
For the ill-informed.
Yeah.
It is, you know, most people know what Comic-Con is.
Right.
You know, most people have a sense of what that is.
Well, it gets so much media coverage these days that it's hard not to.
Gen Con is probably the Comic-Con for what people would consider traditional games. So board games, card games, role-playing games.
Not video games.
Not video games. The past years, there has been a larger video game presence that has dialed back in the last couple of years.
Okay.
And like this year, the only video games that were available were ones that were based on traditional board game or traditional games.
Okay.
So there's a new game coming out for Xbox. For all the consoles, really, called Space Marine. But that's based on a game series called Warhammer, which is started as a tabletop war game.
Okay.
So there's more. It's a more obvious connection.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's primarily board games, card games, and traditional gaming. And it's certainly not the size of Comic-Con.
Okay.
But it is My guess is probably between 30 and 35,000 people.
That's still pretty big.
It's a sizable thing. It's one of the two big conventions. There's another one that's earlier in the year called Origins, which is in Ohio, I think. Never been to that one, but...
And that's all strictly gaming as well?
It's all strictly gaming. I've been going there forever. I've been going there since I was about 12.
For as long as I can remember. I've known you. You've been going there.
And it's always a good time. My dad goes, and some friends of the family will go down with. Now some of the coworkers.
Is it a father-son type of deal? Or is that what it originated as?
It was something that my dad did anyway.
Okay.
And then I just tagged along for.
Okay. So it wasn't like a rite of passage thing.
It was in its own way.
Oh my!
That is a delicious looking beer.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, am I excited?
Hey, you should be. But no, it's just kind of a thing. There is that aspect to it.
Anything else you need right now?
Thank you. Great.
Enjoy.
Thank you.
I mean, there's definitely that aspect of it. But excuse me. But no, it's more just a bunch of friends hanging out, playing games, there's events and things. Like I played probably about half a dozen games that I'd never played before.
Okay.
With random other people.
We're talking board games or LARPing or what are you doing?
No, God no.
No LARPing.
No LARPing.
Please do LARPing.
Oh yes. Yeah. In the past few years, that has all been kind of moved to one of the hotels.
Okay. Not so much this year?
Because we're all... No, it was like that this year. But it didn't used to be like that.
Okay.
Yeah, because not only do they take over the Indianapolis Convention Center, but there's several hotels in that area that also get pretty much taken over by various events. So... it was a good time. It was, for me, it was a big deal because it was my first year in a while not going as press.
So you actually got to enjoy it a bit.
I got to hang out a little bit, and I still made some good connections and talked to some people, but it was less important that I was doing that.
Mm-hmm.
And played a lot of, excuse me, played a lot of cool games and spent a little too much money. But, you know, not as bad as I thought I would be. Definitely not as bad as previous years. But as far as this show is concerned, the highlight is the food.
Steak and Shake. Don't tell me you didn't go to Steak and Shake.
Oh, we went to Steak and Shake.
Because you talk that up like it's the next coming out.
Steak and Shake is always a perennial favorite. Especially because in the hotel... The Steak and Shake is in between the convention center and the hotel.
Oh, so it's nearby Phil.
It's nearby Phil. One of the guys I went with, Paul, had a milkshake, at least one milkshake every day we were there.
Is it that good?
To him, it is. To me, it's a milkshake. It's not great, but it's a milkshake, so.
Right. Well, it's even one of those things that, it's like sex, even when it's bad, it's still pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to screw up a milkshake.
That is true. But Steak and Shake was good. We kind of joke. It's not even really a joke at this point, but there's a restaurant right next to the hotel. We've been going to this particular hotel probably 5 or 6 times now at this point. Every year we are there, it is a different restaurant in that space.
Okay. Now it's McDonald's.
No, now it's actually an upscale Italian place.
Okay.
And we went down there.
You eaten it in all of its iterations?
Most of them. Yeah, most of them. This particular one, I think this one's got the best chance.
Okay.
Because I'm forgetting the name right now.
Okay.
But it's, they do... It's the high class Italian place, not quite like Scusi. It's a little higher up than that. I would say closer to maybe like an Il Gatto or something like that. but they did. They had a meat tortellini with a cream, like a Parmesan cream sauce. That was pretty outstanding. Mm-hmm. That I had. They had a sea bass on a special while we were there. The tricky thing with the special, they don't tell you how much it is.
Like 25, 30 bucks?
The sea bass special was $38. But you got a pound and a half of fish. It was like half the entire sea bass.
That's a big freaking fish.
Yeah, yeah.
That's worth every penny of that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you weren't being gouged at all.
You didn't get that.
No. I did not get that, no.
No. Did somebody in your group get that?
One of the guys I went with went with that. And,
The sea bass is freaking outstanding.
Yeah, he really enjoyed it, but it was more just the kind of sticker shock at the end. It's like, holy shit. But yeah, we did that. We did Steak and Shake. We did not do Hooters this year. Which,
you okay?
Which is fine with me.
Feeling a little down?
Well, you know, there's something to be said for tradition. You know, because we've gone to Hooters most years.
Not for the women, for the deep fried pickles.
The deep fried pickles and the sangria.
Not for the wings. Not for the burgers. Not for the women.
I don't go for the wings. But. But we didn't do that this year. We didn't. Our hotel is right across the street from Conseco Fieldhouse.
Okay. Yep.
Which just installed a Dunkin' Donuts in the Fieldhouse.
Okay. When was the last time you got Dunkin' Donuts?
I don't remember.
And,
correction, 3 days ago.
Now,
and then before that, I don't remember.
Now, I talked up the virtues of Dunkin' Donuts after my trip to Boston.
Mm-hmm.
About how much I absolutely love Dunkin' Donuts. Mm-hmm. Did it change your life like it changed mine?
Yeah. Not quite. It was very good.
Now, which donut did you get?
I had one of their breakfast sandwiches, for one thing. But we got donuts in addition to that.
I don't even know you.
In addition to that.
How dare you, sir.
We got a breakfast sandwich, which was kind of eh. And then I had their... The maple glazed chocolate donut, which was pretty outstanding. I'm a fan of maple anything, frankly. Yeah. But that was kind of cool, because it was literally right across the street. And we also did a place called Ram, which is a kind of a microbrewery chain, similar to like a Granite City here in the Midwest. But what was cool about this place is this particular location goes all out for Gen Con. One of the gaming companies, one of the game publishers, they basically sponsored the restaurant for the entire weekend.
Okay.
So, there's a specific Gen Con menu where all of the items are named after characters in the games from this company.
Okay.
It's extremely geeky.
Yeah, that was my next thing.
Yeah.
Like.
And and then on the TVs and stuff, they show fantasy and sci-fi movies the whole weekend. So, when we got there, the tail end of Blade Runner was going.
Okay.
And then that ended, and then they started up 300.
Oh, nice.
It is extremely awkward to watch a sex scene in a bar.
With your dad.
With my dad sitting next to me. I don't recommend it to anyone.
Yeah.
But that was good. Yes. I had their 1 pound burger and wanted to die shortly after.
As you should.
Yeah.
Now, what? We got our food.
We did.
What did you get?
I've been so busy talking. Well, after the weekend of concentrated filth that I had, and after completely falling off the diet wagon for the weekend, I'm now trying to reassert my healthiness. So I went with a salad.
Good for you.
I know. And I went with their BLTA salad, which is one of the part of the growing trend of adding avocado to BLTs, which I've talked about many times in the show. Love avocado. Love it on BLTs. And that's basically what this is. It's a lettuce salad. It's got a honey Dijon kind of vinaigrette on it. Got big pieces of really good bacon. sliced up cherry tomatoes, nice good hunks of avocado.
The big chunks of Parmesan in there too.
Yeah, it's Asiago. Actually.
Asiago.
Yeah, big chunks of shaved Asiago. It is a very delicious salad, I will say. And I don't feel less manly for it, for having a
salad.
You shouldn't.
It's got bacon in it.
Bacon and avocado.
If anything, you're doubling down on your protein.
Exactly. Now you, on the other hand, you went full man.
I went full man, because I'm all that is man. I got the Kobe beef burger.
Okay.
Which is an 8-ounce patty that's topped with crispy red onion. Or they're onion rings. You know, they're
onion fries.
Onion fries. But actually has some substance, not like those haystack fries you see on everything.
No.
Which is just filler. I mean, it's just...
It's that, insulation.
That's concentrated filth for me.
No.
I don't like that at all.
They're not that filthy, but they don't add anything.
Right.
They're like you said before, they're filler.
Right.
Like wasted.
But this, yeah, I can actually taste the red onion, and the batter that's actually on the red onion is pretty good.
Oh, nice.
It's got smoked mozzarella on it as well. It's very good. I have not had Kobe beef burger before.
Oh, really?
First time ever.
And what is your experience like?
It is uber tender.
Yeah.
Just kind of falls apart in your mouth, but it's extreme. It's got an extremely beefy flavor.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't taste any. You can taste a little bit of salt and pepper, but you taste the beef, which is the cat's ass, in my opinion.
Do you think it's acceptable to refer to good food as the cat's ass?
Mm-hmm.
Which to me just...
I don't care what
sounds
you have to say.
That sounds contradictory to me. Because I would not want to eat a cat's ass.
Maybe you just haven't found the correct cat.
Well, I'll give you that, but...
Damn it, man, don't ruin this for me. I'm enjoying the hell out of this burger. You leave me alone.
I'm not besmirching the burger whatsoever. I'm merely pointing out that, once again, your language skills are lacking.
Oh. The cat's ass is a phrase.
It's a phrase, but I don't think it's a apt one.
Whatever. Either way, it's a damn good burger.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'd come back for this burger.
Okay.
Type of burger. As far as we're talking on the burger scale, you know, there's the Vincent Burger. Or the burger that shall not be named.
It was delicious. I don't know if we've talked about this recently, but...
Then you have it.
The best thing about the Vincent Burger...
Here we go.
No.
I hate you.
The best thing about the Vincent Burger, honestly, was that... And this is similar to the Sea Change. You know, the stuff we had at Sea Change. The best part about both of those meals...
What was that? I wasn't there?
Was that you did not have it.
Uh-huh.
And that your suffering happies me.
Uh-huh.
So... The fact that they were outstanding meals just added was a bonus as far as I was concerned.
You're the worst best friend ever.
Yeah. But what does it say about you that you can't do better?
That's a good point. That's an excellent point. I can't do better than you.
Nope. Nope, you're stuck here. You are stuck here for all time.
It's very, very good. It's incredibly juicy, but I haven't lost a whole lot of, you know...
No.
There hasn't been a whole lot of spillage.
Leakage.
And it didn't come with like an aioli or anything like that on it.
Mm-hmm.
It was just lettuce, tomato, and pickle, which I ate the pickle. And I had those onion straws, the onion rings, and the... smoked mozzarella. It doesn't need a sauce.
Okay.
Because the flavor of the burger is so good.
See, to me, the sauce is less about flavor.
It's stuff.
And it's more about a general juiciness. You know, it adds a, not a liquid form, because that sounds gross, but kind of a creaminess to the party, as it were. It's lubrication, so you don't have to chew as much.
Mm.
I will say, okay, we talked a little about Steak and Shake.
Yeah.
If you don't know, it's a burger chain. You know,
it's on my bucket list.
That prides itself on steak burgers. But they also do. They're also known for their shakes, obviously.
Hence the name.
They're very for people in the Midwest. The closest Steak and Shake is somewhere in Iowa, to Minnesota.
Damn you, Iowa!
But I think they do awesome up here. But the closest kind of Minnesota comparison for a lot of things would probably be like a Culver's, which you don't like for some reason.
It's the custard, and I don't like. To me, it's the custard just kind of tastes odd to me. Eggy.
Well, it's custard.
I know, but to me, it's just, I'm all about the toppings and the flavor.
Yeah.
And it gets to be this weird kind of eggy consistency to me.
Huh. All right. I mean, that's fine. But well, how do you feel about Culver's Burgers?
I think they're decent.
Okay.
I'm not going to go out of my way to eat one.
Yeah. I mean, and I would say that with the steak burgers. I mean, they're good, but, you know, they're still essentially fast food burgers.
Mm-hmm.
So, but there's an interesting thing that I noticed this year that was a new for them, at least as far as I know.
Yeah.
And that is they are similar to other burger chains that have done. We're gonna start doing stuff.
Thank you.
We're gonna start doing
dessert. Sorry.
Oh no, go ahead.
Any interest in dessert tonight?
I'm good.
I'm good.
Okay.
Yep. Where they are, they're starting to branch out a little bit into other ingredients. They have a guacamole burger. In fact, their guacamole burger is really interesting because it comes with pepper jack and a jalapeno spread. So it's like a spicy guacamole burger, which is fantastic. Will tear you up worse. You know,
it will end your life.
You might as well just swallow a grenade, you know, because it's no good. But so they're starting to do these kind of more experimental things.
Okay.
This year, or at least this time around, one of the new burgers was the Royale, which included one of my favorite things.
Jeez.
on a burger, the fried egg.
Oh.
And to me, once fast food chains are starting to get into the put a fried egg on the burger thing,
right.
To me that is a good thing.
It might also be a sign of the apocalypse.
Or maybe a sign that chains just gave up on trying to be healthy.
I'm surprised Hardee's hasn't done that already.
Oh, that is the one thing I regret in terms of going down to Indianapolis.
Mm.
We don't have Hardee's up here.
You got there's a couple of them.
Yeah, but
there's one off of 94 in St. Paul.
Yeah, that's St. Paul though.
With Arby Dragons.
Yeah, exactly. But here in Indy, Hardee's advertises on TV.
Right.
That's pretty awesome. I love Hardee's. I do.
I do too. I almost miss it now that it's gone. It's one of those things where you're like, I didn't appreciate you enough while you were here, and now I miss it because you're gone.
Exactly. to quote Cinderella, you don't know what you've got till you've gone.
Exactly.
Till it's gone.
Or Joni Mitchell.
Yeah. No, I'm going with Cinderella.
I'm going with that too.
Yeah.
Is this Cinderella?
I think so. Pretty sure. I'm almost positive. I'll look it up.
Thank
here.
You.
Yeah,
I'm not challenging you. It's more of a really? Well, I'll be.
speaking of being wrong, though, I do have to mention this. Some fan.
We are. I did see this comment.
Yes.
Yeah.
You were very wrong.
I was wrong. And I will admit that I was
on
wrong.
The last show.
I was missed. I got it wrong. I mixed up the Parasol restaurants. With the now I can't remember the other group of restaurants.
Blue Plate
restaurants. I did mix those up, so I apologize. That's the end of that. See, I can admit when I'm wrong.
Cinderella. Yeah, really? Cinderella did don't know what you got till it's gone.
So back to Hardee's.
Back to Hardee's. That is, you know, as much as I love Burger King, and the great, you know, Catholic versus Protestant war of fast food.
I know where you're going with this.
I'm much more of the Burger King man, as I've said many times on this show. And I have said that the BK Stacker, while delicious, is a concentrated fuck of disease. It's just congealed heart disease on a bun.
But where does it compare to the Monster Burger?
Nothing. Nothing compares to the Monster Burger.
That's on like a different level, as far as I'm concerned. That's a different level of filthy burger.
Yeah, you know, if it were black belt competition,
right?
You know,
this would be like eighth level black belt.
The BK Stacker is like a Chuck Norris.
Yeah.
The Monster Burger is like four Bruce Lees tied together.
It's like a Shogun Warrior.
It is. It's like...
It's a ninja.
It is. I mean, honest to God, the Monster Burger...
It's
which I don't think I don't think they call it anymore.
Yes, they do.
Oh, do they still call it Monster Burger?
Yes, they do, because...
Oh, it's Monster Char Burger, because that's the Hardee's call it.
Thick Burger. Thick Burger.
Thick Burger. Yeah. That's right. No, Char Burger is a different chain.
Yeah, it's a Monster Thick Burger. Yeah. And the only reason why I do that, because I go on Food Beast every once in a while.
Okay, yeah.
Which is just a...
I like Food Beast.
Food Beast is a fantastic restaurant if you just want to look at food film.
It's a food blog. Kind of restaurant.
Yeah, it's well, yeah. It's what they have restaurant information on.
They do,
as well.
They do.
So every so often they'll post, this is what Hardee's is doing this week. They've gone sicker.
Yeah. The Monster Burger, let me see if we can break it down for people that don't remember the Monster Burger. Because I remember when they first debuted the Monster Burger.
It's a third of a pound hamburger.
Mm-hmm.
And then you top it with two slices.
Isn't it two patties?
Hold on. Oh, yeah. I'm getting there.
Okay.
So you have the heel of the bun.
Yes.
You get a shot of mayonnaise down on that.
Damn right.
Okay. Then you get a third of a pound of burger.
Yes.
You get two slices of cheese.
Yes.
American.
American. American.
You get two slices of bacon. It's two.
I know. I'm not disputing you.
You get another shot of mayonnaise. Then they slap another third of a pound of burger on there. Then you get another two slices of cheese, another two slices of bacon, another shot of mayonnaise, pickles, chopped white onion.
Yep.
Ketchup and mustard. And then you get the top of a sesame seed bun.
The Monster Burger is not a burger.
It's a challenge.
It's not
a moon. It's a space station.
No, what it is, it's a death threat. That is Hardee's wanting to kill you.
Challenge accepted.
Yeah, it's like bring it on.
I triple dog.
That's what it is. And
the thing is that they carry down throughout the menu with this filth. Like, they have something that compares, in my mind, to the enormous omelet sandwich at Burger King, which to me is the grossest thing on the history of the planet.
And I've never actually partaken of the Burger King. I'm a big fan of Burger King.
They
breakfast.
Have the what's called the ultimate omelet sandwich.
I've heard it. I've heard tales.
And it looks like a 5-egg omelet stacked on a biscuit.
Mm-hmm.
It is at least 6 inches tall. I'm not even kidding you. It's gigantic. And it's got like peppers and cheese and onions and tomatoes and bacon and ham and everything. And it's ever so delicately balanced on a biscuit sandwich.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing. And it's 1,600 calories. No, it's not. But it's 900.
Wouldn't surprise
you. It's in the 900s.
Yeah.
But the Monster Burger is like 1,300 calories.
Yeah, it's like 1,300 calories, like 80-something grams of fat.
Here's the sad thing.
Yeah.
You should be able to do two of those. Two of them.
I know. Yeah.
I went my first semester at college. I lived across 94 from the 24-hour Hardee's.
Yeah.
And we used to play, would have been PlayStation 2 at the time.
Mm-hmm.
My roommate and I, or any of the guys on the floor, would play, have a Madden tournament.
Yeah.
And whoever lost, you know, we all paid for our own meal, but the other whoever lost had to drive over to the ghetto Hardee's and get Monster Burgers.
Mm-hmm.
And come back with, you know, it'd soak through the bag.
Oh, yeah.
You know, he's basically carrying the burgers in his hands at this point because it is completely greased through the bag.
Yep.
And I could put away two of those bad boys. And thinking back on it right now, I don't know if I could finish one. I don't know if I could do it.
I could do it. Having just done a pound burger down in Indy, I could do it.
Well, it's 2/3 of a pound of beef. But then you add the bacon and the cheese.
Oh, this had bacon and the whole nine on there. So I think I could probably do it. I would feel horrible afterwards, but...
So going back to your guacamole burger, I have to share what I'll call a dining downgrade for myself.
Okay.
Over this past weekend.
All right.
I've been house sitting for my mom, who's been sailing in the Apostle Islands and taking care of her dog as well, which is nice for me because I've gotten a chance to have a very short commute.
Yeah.
My commute went from 45 minutes to 25. I didn't know what to do with the extra 20 minutes of my day.
That's almost the length of my bus trip.
I know. You understand my pain. No, you don't. You don't care.
No.
You don't care.
I revel in your pain,
yes, you
as we talked about.
That's true. So I'm in town, don't have a lot going on, and so my grandmother, of all people, calls me up, and she's like, would you like to go to dinner? It's my treat. Not one to pass up a free meal. She said, well, I'd like to go to Chili's.
All right.
I haven't been to one of them chain sit-down type of restaurants in a very long time.
Mm-hmm.
A very long time. And apparently they're trying to mix in some unique kind of foodie type, you know, flavors and, and mixes. And one of which that caught my eye was a Hatch New Mexico green chili cheeseburger.
Okay.
Now, I applaud them for effort, but I've had Hatch New Mexico green chili. It is, like, top 10 one of my favorite foods in the entire world. When I have driven through Hatch, New Mexico, I buy their dried chilies. Hatch, New Mexico is the chili capital of the world. Not even kidding you. Every single house in the town, which is not very big, has chilies drying on their roof. So you're driving, in, 5-10 miles out, and you see all these red and green tops of the roofs.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all the chilies in various states of drying and curing on the roofs. And, everyone either owns a chili shop or owns a restaurant, and green chili or, Hatch New Mexico red chili, where it's fucking at. I mean, it is as good as it gets. And it's not like blow your mouth out spicy.
Yeah.
It's like flavorful.
Okay.
Chili, okay? This chili cheeseburger was a freaking abomination. And I am this close to writing a letter to Chili's saying, how dare you, sir? How dare you? Because it was like this green mush on top of this burger. It had no flavor. It was all salt. No spice, no nothing. If that was Hatch chili, then I'm a millionaire.
Can I borrow some money?
No,
oh.
You cannot.
Damn.
But it just goes to show you that I think that we, the two of us, have grown enough as food media.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're not food critics by any stretch of the imagination.
No.
But food media.
We just spent 20 minutes on Monster Burger.
It's true.
So I don't
But we're able to dissect that.
Mm-hmm.
But we've also gotten to the point where, do you really, I kind of feel like I'm above it now. Like, I can't bring myself to eat there.
We've talked about this before, too, where you've gone more snobby as the years have gone on.
I agree. I have grown to appreciate the finer things in the food kingdom.
Yeah, no, I don't think that's necessarily a bad
thing. But I'm not above the Monster Burger. That's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
I appreciate things that have a certain amount of nostalgia or tastes of my childhood type of deal.
Yeah,
but you're not even trying at that point. I mean, you're just slapping a name on something, and I feel like the good people of Hatch, New Mexico have been wronged in some way.
I don't know what to tell you. I mean,
but do you get what I'm saying?
I do. But
as far as
I
can't go eat at those places.
It's actually kind of funny that I posted a webcomic on our Facebook page today about Applebee's actually, and the guy was talking about how, the food at Applebee's isn't food. I forget how he phrased it, but basically. No. But basically, he's like, the running joke was they don't do regular food. It's like, you know, you're your chicken sandwich is a it's like half a pound of chicken with baked in a pancake plus this and the my favorite kind of throwaway line was the other guy saying, yeah, my plate is a sausage calzone.
Right.
Which is an entertaining thought. But yeah, there is something weird about that level of restaurant.
It's like that tweener restaurant. It's not fast food, but it's not even like I group places like...
It's mall food is what it is. I mean, that's the only way to put it.
Because I don't even group like the good quality fast food. Mm-hmm. What would be like a deli or, maybe the... Like places like Chipotle or that kind
of
like
or some of the sub shops
like
or
the second
like
tier
yeah
the, you know I don't even group it that way it's like I don't understand it. I don't get it. I'm like, I almost want to say to people like, demand more of your food.
Yeah,
you're paying for this. You know, we just had, my burger was $14.
Yeah.
Your salad was 13?
I think it was 9. No, it was 14.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, both of them were 14?
Yours was 15, actually.
Okay. For $15, that gets you pretty much anything on the menu at, let's say, Applebee's.
Yep.
But what I got was, it's a burger.
Subpar.
Exactly. It's completely subpar to what you're getting for the same amount of money.
Well, and it's actually kind of interesting because I was talking about, I've talked about this on the show before. We're doing the blogging for MPLS.tv.
Mm-hmm.
And the article that came out last week that I did was something that I've been thinking about for a little while, where I want to see, I think, the next kind of level of expansion. Because, I mean, like, the good food culture...
Mm-hmm.
We've done the restaurants, now it's getting to the food trucks. That's kind of the new hip thing. Although apparently Applebee's is doing a food truck.
I saw that. Green Mill has one.
Oh, do they?
Yeah, they do.
Do they? Okay.
Which is an abomination upon the Lord.
That may be. So I'm just thinking about, okay, where's the next step? Because, for me, lunch trucks are about taking really good food and putting it in a place that you don't expect it.
Right. Making it accessible.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm thinking, like, what is the next frontier?
Mm-hmm.
And in the article I did, I posited that malls.
Okay. Which
we did, yeah.
On 2 weeks ago
show. That was kind of one of the inspirations for it.
Okay.
And, I think of places like Mall of America where it's, you can get, I honestly think, I think of people like suburbanites and exurbs, people in the exurbs and soccer moms and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
That demographic gets a lot of shit.
I agree.
For having, no culture, no experimentation. But I think I think there is a part of it that if you do it right, a more of a foodie establishment can succeed.
Absolutely.
In that environment.
Absolutely.
And like, I still think you could take just about any, obviously you're not going to get the hot cuisine stuff.
No.
You're not going to get, the shit that you get at like Trevee or one of those places. There are limits.
Right.
But like, you could do, there are plenty of places out there that we like. Like, I think of, the Sample Room, for example,
mm-hmm.
which we have not done a show from yet, but...
That's going to be our winner show.
That'll be our winner show.
That's our snowstorm show.
Exactly.
We just have to keep that in mind. That's our snowstorm show.
But, the Sample Room, there's nothing that the Sample Room does. And, you could even count Vicks. You could even count Prochna, again, down here. You could even count, Hazel's up in Northeast. There's a lot of places that there's nothing they do that wouldn't work if a place like Applebee's did an identical idea.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously there's differences in execution and ingredients and shit like that. But it's like...
I want that guy's t-shirt.
But I think...
Do you need a parking validation for the rent?
Yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah, that'd be great. But I'm saying, if you put that stuff out there, I think it would be...
Thank you so much.
Did you need one?
No, I'm with him, okay. So...
All right.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
I think, especially as, you know, our generation gets a little older, they're moving out to the burbs a little bit.
Yep.
And I think there's a bit of a chicken and egg kind of situation where I wonder if there's people, because like all of those suburbanites, or a good chunk of those suburbanites, at one point were hip.
I completely agree.
And I wonder if there is a kind of an atrophying of that, where you move out to the burbs and you get the family and you get the good job and you get the minivan, and there's no options that kind of feed that hunger, for lack of a better word.
Well, I think that, you know, you have the mixing of families too, and it, you know, you would be an excellent example of this, that, you know, you don't venture into St. Paul because it's again, there be dragons. And that I think that has to be a lot of the same thing for the suburbanite families, the second ring and the third ring suburbs.
Yeah.
I think the more that the food trucks in particular can get out to the local farmers markets, because pretty much every suburb these days has some sort of farmers market on Saturday or Sunday morning. You know, things that come to mind are on Saturday, I believe it's Saturday morning, do not quote me, you feel free to prove me wrong in the comments. Maple Grove has a very large farmers market, but they also are attracting food trucks now. Savage would be another one that does it on Sunday mornings, where they, you know, it's a good space. It's prime for just one or two food trucks to show up and just introduce that.
That's what I'm saying.
It doesn't have to be crazy.
Yeah, I mean, I think a place like Chef Shack would do extremely well.
It absolutely
out
would.
In the burbs.
And the thing is a lot of those places have kind of funky names to things that people, I'm not saying they're simpletons or anything like that, but people...
It freaks them out.
But they dig.
Yeah.
You know, if imagine Shakopee has a farmer's market. Okay. A place where we grew up.
Yeah.
Really hasn't changed. Well, it's changed, but it hasn't changed a whole lot as far as
the culture, the core
of it. But imagine they had a farmer's market on a Saturday morning or something like that, and Magic Bus shows up. People are absolutely going to get hot dogs and stuff like that because it's something that's familiar, but you might be able to introduce people to something that they might not have had before.
Exactly.
You know, oh, I can get eggs in my hot dog? Sign me up.
And then the crying begins.
Well, that's after I eat it.
Yeah.
I want to die.
You know, here's an idea. And I know this is another topic we've talked about before, but how I'm very into the idea of school lunches, and if you do good school lunches, you won't, you know, that just makes better eaters.
Just don't take away my turkey gravy day. Don't take away
I'm not saying my
chicken nugget day.
Well, chicken nuggets are perennial.
So every Tuesday.
Every Tuesday.
Mashed potatoes and gravy.
That's right.
And a whole puck of barbecue sauce.
Can you measure barbecue sauce in pucks?
No, but I'm talking about like the little area.
The little pit.
The pit. Yeah. A pit of barbecue sauce. I'm getting all excited.
How sweet would it have been when we were in high school?
Oh.
100 years ago. Lunchtime comes around.
The dark ages.
Lunchtime comes around. And there's four lunch trucks lined up in the parking lot.
Like, I'd die.
That, yeah, I mean...
I would also be 1,000 pounds.
Well, that's why there's P.E.
You took P.E.?
I took it the 1 year that was required.
I did take team sports as a senior.
Nice.
My last semester was a mix of study hall and P.E.
And that one
poli-sci class that we had together that was for a U of M college credit.
Oh, yeah.
That was my only tough class at our last semester.
I think I did half your homework that class, too.
You're probably right. Yeah. You're probably right. And I loved that class because we got to debate all the freaking time.
Yeah.
It was like three or four of us just pissed other people off.
Well, you know what, though? Looking back on high school, I'm surprised neither of us did speech.
I'm surprised neither of us did speech. And I'm also surprised that both of us sticked around in, you know, high school as long as we did. And didn't do, like... post-secondary option.
See, the problem is, though, our high school sucked for post-secondary
stuff. I agree, but thinking back, there's no question I would have done that. I would be a doctor right now.
I'm not kidding.
No, you wouldn't.
Yeah, I would.
No, you're so full of shit.
I've seen
now,
your math homework. There's no doctorate in your future.
Here's the other thing. I would have studied harder.
Lies.
I would have. I wouldn't have had all the time for the ladies. I would have spent more time on my homework.
Yeah, because you did real well in that department as well. Just saying.
Well played, sir.
That's right.
But yes, I completely agree with you. A would be 1,000 pounds, both of us each. You know, we could be our own tug of war team.
I like it.
But here's the thing: are kids these days, especially suburbanite kids, would they be attuned to something like that?
I think you put a Chef Shack, you put a Magic Bus, you put a.
But think about what's on the Chef Shack menu:
tacos, mini donuts.
Yeah.
You know, there's nothing the Chef Shack really offers, if you think about it, that's that different.
I suppose.
I think the only
one... Think of that hangover hash with the quail.
Oh, my God.
Egg. How good is that? Good is that?
I know.
I want that right now.
I mean, the only places that wouldn't do well, I think, at least to begin with, the more ethnic places. She Royal.
Yeah.
Foxy Falafel, I think, would have
a... Rape, I would have a tough time, even though it would have a lot of stuff that the kids could get. At Chipotle, for crying out loud.
Well, yeah, I mean...
It's just on a different level.
Especially on the burbs, you're going to get more ethnic people because, you know, there's a lot more immigrants moving out to the suburbs.
By the way, have you eaten that whole Ola Arepa yet?
I have not.
Oh, my God, dude. If it is near your... Please, do yourself a favor.
Do myself a favor.
Because, well, A, their guacamole. I would... You're going to literally ask the guy behind that's working the station to give you last rites. Because you don't want to. You're done. You have no need to get married. You've seen the top of the mountain, and it is good.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I'm just...
You're verklempt.
I am. But I completely agree with you on that Foxy Falafel thing.
I love Foxy Falafel.
How good is
but
that?
It's just one of those where it's like, it's just a weird enough that it might have a little issue.
In closing, because the food trucks are such a hot topic right now, how long do you give this fad? Do you think it's around for a long time? Or do you see this being a internet bubble?
At the minimum, you've got at least another summer. Because there's a lot of good options just now starting up. I'm thinking there's a new burger one that I'm blanking on right now. It's like Burt's. It's Burt something.
Okay.
That's getting a lot of good press. Haven't had a chance to try that, you know. And I think it'll depend on what happens next summer. And it'll also depend on how State Fair goes. Because this State Fair coming up is going to be a big one for food trucks.
Right.
So we'll kind of see how it goes. And you know, State Fair, that might be kind of the gateway to get those suburbanites to try the food trucks.
Right.
So...
I think it's a... It's from... In my opinion, it's a scary time. It's a dark time. Because, well, I think it goes back to what we originally were talking about. That Applebee's has a food truck now. I don't want that. I don't want that to be associated with these awesome... places that, you know, that are pumping out awesome food all the time.
Oh my God. I will admit to you that there's definitely the possibility of a bubble.
Right.
But I don't think the concept is going away.
I don't think the concept's going away. I think it will evolve, but there's gonna be.
I mean, especially now that you've got places like Applebee's and Three Mill doing it, there is going to be a bit of a, it's getting really big, and then a whole bunch are just going to die off that just aren't cutting it.
Right.
And, but then the ones that'll come after that and the ones that'll survive that will be all the better for it.
Now, have you had a bad food truck experience yet? Because I have. I've had food truck stuff that I couldn't finish, like when we did Minneapolis Farmers, or Uptown Farmers Market. I just simply couldn't finish.
There's no room left.
Yeah.
I haven't had a really bad experience. I mean, there's some stuff that I'm just not gonna like She Royal.
Right.
I'm not that into Ethiopian food.
It's spice. You're a spice.
It's not even spice. It's the beans. I mean, they use a lot of the brown beans and the red beans and shit like that. And this is not something I'm into. But you're right. I mean, I think there is a bit. But again, you know, I think next summer will be really interesting because you're already starting to see that kind of second wave of trucks come out, and that's where you're going to get the fly-by-night operations and the ones where the fundamentals just aren't there.
Can you think of anything off the top of your head, a restaurant that we've been to that would translate well into the food truck realm?
It's hard to say. I mean, I think it just comes down to cuisines, less specific restaurants.
Right. But I mean, people are doing everything out of those food trucks these days. I mean, literally everything.
Yeah, but I think some works better than others.
Yeah.
You know, the Hangover Hash is the rare example of something that, because pretty much all, in my opinion, all food truck food has to be hand carryable. You can't need a plate, and the Hangover Hash is the only exception to that.
But it's easily cuttable. I mean, it's served in the appropriate plate, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, and that's true. But I'm just saying. You know, I wouldn't necessarily, like, I think it's something like Victory 44.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know how well that would do because,
well, it wouldn't.
You know, or the Craftsman. You know, they would, I would love to see what the Craftsman could do with a food truck.
But if you think about, your portion size and what you're getting at each place, you know, it's just, I mean, I went to Victory a couple of weeks ago and had the bone marrow.
Yeah, I don't know if that would do well on food truck.
Oh, no, it wouldn't. It would do horrible in it because it looks like one of them dog bones split lengthwise, and then you scoop out the marrow from there.
Yeah, I don't know if I can do bone marrow.
It's like meat gravy.
It's like gravy.
It's good. Trust me on this. Like, you'd be like, I can't believe I'm eating this, and I can't believe I'm enjoying the crap out of this.
Yeah.
It's served with the pickled red onions and some bacon.
Yeah. Well, I'm always down for pickled red onions.
And bacon. It's extremely good. But yeah, I get what you're saying, where places like that aren't going to translate well. I'm waiting to see the sushi food truck.
Yeah, that is another one that has not come around yet.
You know, and doing sushi to order. I'm not talking about like, oh, this is what we made this morning.
Yeah, just bento boxes.
Exactly. I'm talking about, you know, made to order, I want a spider roll. Which means they're going to deep fry the soft shell crab and make it fresh. I just don't see that happening.
I think you could do it. You'd have to have a very limited selection.
Yeah.
Like, you couldn't have just like, give me whatever.
Right.
You know, but
you have to have an expected wait time as well. I think a place maybe that's along the seafood realm that would do it really, really well would be Sea Salt Eatery.
Sea Salt could do it. Yeah. Yep. You okay?
No, I need a wet nap.
Oh, okay.
I just do a little bit of my pants.
Yeah. Well, on that lovely thought.
Anyway, so sorry to. I was interested. In this.
No, yeah.
And I've had 3/4 of a bottle of wine to drink.
Yeah.
So I'm a little soused.
No worries.
Not really. I can drive home.
Excellent. Before we wrap up.
Yes.
Opinions of Vic's.
I liked it. I liked it a lot. I would definitely come back for the burger. And just based off of what the burger was, I would definitely come back for a steak because their entrees are predominantly lean more to the chop house style. We stuck to the sandwiches and salads menu. It does get pricey here.
It's a little bit.
Not crazy pricey, but...
I mean, their steaks run to about 28.
Yeah, exactly. So. Yeah, be prepared to spend what you would in a moderately priced chop house.
Yeah.
But judging on how my burger was cooked and prepared, it was very good. I didn't mention the Parmesan fries that I had with it.
I was going to ask you about
which
that.
Which I destroyed. Oh my. That was, those were up there with the truffled tater tots at Bulldog. As far as potatoed sides go.
Yeah. Yeah, my salad was good. It was, I'm trying to think of the best way to describe it. I mean, I liked all the individual ingredients. It was, and the execution was well done. But it's more the, if I'm here, I'd get that, less I would come here for that.
Okay.
If that makes any sense. I've been here before.
Oh, yeah.
I've had their burgers before. I've not had their Kobe one. And they also have a bison burger, which I'm always down for. Have not had that either, but
bison is the world's greatest meat.
It is. It is one of. It's the top.
It's,
top couple.
It's the bee's knees. The cat's ass. Cat's pajamas.
Stop talking. The big thing with this place, obviously, is going to be the wine.
Yeah.
They do have a very, very
extensive
selection, especially for this area.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can find better stuff in, you know, at like King's and some of the other more specific wine bars.
I wouldn't say better, but the prices here are fantastic for the area.
Yeah, I will give them that. I mean, this, as far as I'm concerned, this is the high-end place in the St. Anthony, Maine.
This restaurant row.
Yeah. You know, I mean, this is where you go when you've got a little bit of money, you're celebrating, you're on a date, something like that. You know,
we would put
you want to class it up a little bit.
We would specify this as a date place.
I would say this is a good date place. It's got an awesome patio. It's right on the river. I mean, that all these places do. I know
this is the most romantic date we've ever been on.
We're not far from the kind of St. Anthony Square or something like that, where they will have bands and things like that.
They are doing carriage rides up and down.
Yep, they do carriage rides. They're Segway tours. That's all right.
That's
there's runners constantly there's runners constantly going by, so there's a bit of eye candy for both ends. There's a rather attractive man that ran by not too long
ago. It is literally a beautiful, beautiful area.
She looks like she's right about your age range too.
Thank you, sir. but so good.
Early 40s.
It's a beautiful, beautiful area.
It is. It is. Absolutely.
You have the view of
that lady. Now I'm just trying to make you uncomfortable.
You have a view of the warehouse district.
Yep.
Not so much the warehouse district, but the developed area down by Mill City.
In Guthrie. Yep.
And
and we're very near the Stone Arch Bridge.
Yes. It's just... It's picture... You look at postcards of Minneapolis... This is basically where they take those photos.
Exactly.
You have an excellent skyline view down here, and I think what we should shoot for is later in the fall when the leaves are starting to change, we should come back down here for Astor Cafe.
Yes.
And take advantage of the final fleeting moments of nice weather and sit out on the patio. That's one of those drawbacks of, you know, because we did Tugs in the middle of winter, we didn't enjoy their patio as well.
That's true.
And we didn't enjoy the patio at Wild Roast either.
No, that's true. Yeah, shit.
But it's...
Really slacking on the patios.
It's as picturesque as it gets, as far as I'm concerned. You know, and I love eating outside.
Yeah.
I love me some outside eating. And I love...
I'm excited. It should be good grilling weather the rest of the week.
Absolutely.
So we're going to be grilling...
Absolutely.
We're going to be grilling pork chops. Thursday, I think.
So. I have an idea for next week's show, but I'm hoping that the weather holds out, so we can eat outside as well.
Very good.
All right.
So that's a little teaser for next week.
Yes. Very different. I'm not going
to Gay 90s, dude.
No.
I don't care how good their patio is.
Going to Lush. Their patio?
I don't know if they have a patio or not.
I got a couple patios lined up for us for the rest of the way out here.
All right. Very good.
All right.
But as always, we want to thank our sponsors, Hopchart. Well, hold that thought. Our sponsor, Hopchart.com.
You know, surprise me with a new sponsor. Always,
no, it's old sponsor news. Hopchart.com, great website. I still have to check on their app. What the app situation is like. I know Andrew's been working on it for a while, but I don't know exactly. What the status of it is. But it doesn't matter. Hopchart.com, you can go and catalog all the beers and all the stuff that you've been drinking. I know I have a couple that I need to add.
It's an incredibly cool networking site. You know, I'm not one for the Facebook or anything like that.
You're a hater.
I'm a hater.
You're social.
But as far as I'm concerned, it's a great place to look up new beers.
Yeah.
You know, I can just... be exposed to stuff that I just haven't seen before.
Mm-hmm.
I'm waiting for him to do the wine version, and then it's on. Or liquor.
Yeah. I think liquors would be awesome. Because, again, you know, I'm much more into the hard liquor than I am the beer.
Well,
because I'm an alcohol.
Exactly.
I'm an alcoholic.
And alcohol.
I'm just raw alcohol. But I'm interested. I've gotten to that point where it's like, you know, I kind of know a smattering of stuff about beer.
Yeah.
Where I kind of sort of fumble my way through it.
Right.
But, like, I want to know the difference between different kinds of tequilas. I want to know, you know, why, you know, different kinds of gins are the way they are. Like, I want to get that information. Yeah. And I know there's ways to do that. But.
Damn it, Andrew, get on this shit. We're geniuses, and you should listen to us.
You should. Speaking of sponsor news, our old sponsor and still good friend of ours, Alvy over at Four Firkins, just posted this morning.
Mm-hmm.
That apparently his house was broken into last night.
Oh, no.
And they, like, took his TV and his laptop, and they, like, cleaned him out. So I don't know what's going to happen with that at this point. I'm assuming insurance will cover a good chunk of it, but if anything kind of happens with that, like, if they end up doing some sort of charity thing or something, I will definitely let you guys know. But
in light of that, even though he's not technically a sponsor,
mm-hmm.
go check out the Four Perkins.
That's what I was going to say.
Your business.
That's what I was going to say. Yep, and especially now because they're going through the new liquor license to move to the new location.
Right.
There's a lot going on at the Four Firkins.
He needs your help.
Exactly.
Help him out. Help a brother out.
Yeah, just check out thefourfirkins.com.
Yes.
Tell them Well-Fed Guy sent you. Maybe he'll come crawling back to us.
Yes.
And
like the sniveling criminal bastard that he is.
Yeah, he is. And
alcoholic.
And we love him dearly.
Did you know he kicks kittens?
Well, I thought he distills them into his so-called beers.
No, he punches them until they are raw.
You know, we were actually somewhat supportive of him until like 30 seconds ago.
Anyway, check him out.
Yeah, check out.
They need your help, and his wife Heather is a good person, and I like her quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a beautiful house in North Minneapolis. It's a neighborhood that needs help. But it has a lot of strong people, the Alvies included, in it. And so if you get a chance, please support them in any way that you can.
Yes, so thefourfirkins.com is the way to find out information about the store. And we'll throw a link in the show notes as well just to give him just a little extra boost.
Damn right.
On Twitter, we are on the Twitters. Twitter.com/WellFedGuideToLife. It's WellFedGuideFPG. I haven't done this in like 2 weeks. I've completely forgotten it.
It's the Well-Fed Guide, not the Well-Fed Guide. It's Well-Fed Guide.
Well-Fed Guide FPG. Twitter. And then Facebook.com is Facebook.com/WellFedGuideToLife. Mm-hmm. We're also on Foursquare, Foursquare.com/WellFedGuideToLife. I should know this by now, but I've also had a good chunk of wine, and I'm short a week.
You had a glass of wine.
I had two glasses.
You had a glass of wine.
No, I had two glasses.
You had a glass of wine. I have had four.
Well, don't inflict your alcoholism on me here. Regardless, we did the Foursquare, did all that stuff. I'm looking at doing something with Scoville.com. Scoville, like the pepper units. That is a new kind of restaurant recommendation website. Check them out. They're in beta right now.
Okay.
And they're kind of cool. But we'll have more information on that as I try it out some more.
I'm intrigued and scared at the same time.
Yeah. But anyway, thank you guys for listening to us. Thank you for supporting us. Thank you for reviewing us on iTunes. We are on there, and we always appreciate reviews and things like that.
Please check out our friends and sponsors.
And comments and all that stuff are always appreciated as well. Coming up in the next couple weeks here, the dreaded, much anticipated State Fair Show.
I'm so excited. I'm so excited. And the best part is, you're out of thrill rides. Take me on.
I don't know about that.
I'm not doing the thing where they shoot you up in the air thing. No.
I don't know if I'd do that.
No,
either.
I would urinate all over me.
No. Yeah. It's no good. But yeah, that'll be coming up in probably about a month, I'm thinking.
No, it's less than a month.
Is it less than a month?
It starts in like 2 weeks.
Oh, does it? Okay.
It's a big. Oh man, it's the most wonderful time of the year. Screw Christmas, man.
Well, your people don't like Christmas anyway. So.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Dean Martin should be singing. It's the most wonderful. Oh, who sings that?
I think it's Sinatra.
Yeah.
Yeah. Regardless, thank you guys very much.
Johnny Mathis.
It was not Johnny
Mathis. Yes, it was.
Okay. I've stopped caring. Thank you guys very much for listening.
No, I'm going to get this one at 1:15.
Thank you. Thank you guys very much for listening. And we'll see you next week.
It's the most wonderful time.